Harold Scrooby is CEO of the Pedestrian Council of Australia, and he's here to talk about the National Walk Safely to School Day, which is on Friday, the 19th of May.
This is an event we've been running, pardon the pun, walking for 24 years this year, and it's got two main objectives. One, to promote and teach road safety children around schools and on the way to school, and two, to get children to walk more. The first is pretty obvious. Children are small, they are untrained, they behave unpredictably, and sometimes you see very dangerous behaviour with children on the way to school. And we have one basic edict which has been around since the day we started, and that is, until they're 10, children must always hold an adult's hand when crossing the road. And there are no exceptions to that rule. We've got overwhelming evidence to show that children just are not equipped to cross any road on their own. And a lot of people want to get their kids healthy and active. One of the leading experts in this area, Professor Donna Cross of the Curtin University in Western Australia, made a wonderful quote when she was objecting to people who said, oh, you just got to let them walk. And she said, allowing children to cross roads without adult supervision to teach them because of health aspects is akin to teaching children to swim without any supervision. And I think the analogy is perfect. Would you let a child jump into a swimming pool if they'd never learned to swim? Of course we wouldn't. And therefore, you don't allow children to cross roads until they're old enough and trained enough to do so on their own.
Can I ask where you developed the passion for this particular issue?
Well, it came about probably by accident. I was on Mosman Council for about 8 years. I was chairman of the traffic committee. I was working with the police on an issue. We had a real problem at a school called Middle Harbour School on a four-lane main road. And in those days, the speed limit outside the school was 60, but we got the police there and they were registering vehicles coming through. And there was a traffic light there, but the vehicles were running the lights. I think this is back in about 1995. And they were being measured speeding at well over 80 kilometres an hour. So there were 40k zones around in those days, but they were always on back streets. They were never on main roads. This wasn't just in New South Wales, it was across Australia. And so I wrote to the people at the then RTA, the authority, and said, could we please make this a 40k zone? And the answer came back. It was Monty Python-esque in the extreme. They said, no, you can't have a 40k zone on a main road because it'll slow the traffic down. And what obviously occurred to me is, A, that the authorities in those days, all they were required to do, their main objective was to make sure that traffic was at its absolute maximum speed so people could get home without making complaints or get to work. There was no one, there's no organisation in Australia that was representing pedestrians, let alone children. And so I got the whole PNC in the school and couple of senior politicians together, and we put on a protest on a school morning, and all the placards said, what do we want? And the kids would say, 40Ks. When do we want it? How? And it got on page 3 of the Herald, and then Current Affair came down and did the most wonderful, you can find it somewhere on our website, Tara Brown did a most wonderful piece going around Australia, filming children crossing roads, speaking to parents who either lost children or had children involved in serious crashes. And suddenly I got support. People wanted to start a pedestrian organisation. They thought this was quite a win. And I sort of took it up as a part-time idea. I was still on council. I was still working. Anyway, it just grew and grew and grew. The 40K zone idea increased around Australia. We had a major inquiry in New South Wales, and we made all the school zones in Australia 40K zones. And then a lot of other states and territories took over. But unfortunately, like all Australians, we've got about 8 railway gauges in our DNA. And so, believe it or not, every school zone in Australia has different rules and regulations, in spite of the fact that we have Australian road rules and we're all meant to be the same. I admire what you've done in Canberra. Kids come and go from school all day. So we've got a constant battle. We incorporated, I think, 27 years ago. We've been fighting the good fight for pedestrians, the walking class. We've rapidly becoming one of the most obese nations in the world. Between 25 and 30% of our children are now obese or overweight, and a lot of that is to do with sedentary behaviour. That is, they're doing no exercise. And here is a fabulous opportunity to get children to build walking into their daily routine.
National Walk Safely to School Day is on Friday, the 19th of May, as part of National Road Safety Week 2023. And I've been speaking with Harold Scrooby, who is CEO of the Pedestrian Council of Australia.